This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. The headlines. Sikkim Governor Om Prakash Mathur expresses happiness on inclusion of Dokhala, Nathula and Chola for battlefield tourism to boost Sikkim's tourism potential and instill sense of nationalism and pride. Assam Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma says foundation stone of National Highway and elevated corridor in Kaziranga will be laid soon. Northeast joins rest of the country in celebrating Diwali, even as celebration in Assam felt subdued this year, as it marks 1 month since passing away of singer Zuveen Garg. And Indian senior women's football team will kick off their tri-nation international friendly campaign against Iran at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong today. The news in details. Sikkim Governor Om Prakash Mathur expressed his happiness on the inclusion of Dokhala, Nathula and Chola for battlefield tourism under Ranbhumi Darshan program, as this will not only boost Sikkim's tourism potential but serve as a platform to instill a sense of nationalism and pride. The governor reached Dokhala Pass yesterday and celebrated Diwali with brave soldiers stationed at Dokhala Pass, located at an altitude of 13,400 feet on the Indochina border. Dokhala Pass came into headlines as a part of battlefield tourism. The governor mentioned that he desired to celebrate Deepavali with soldiers in border areas to boost the morale and encourage their josh. He urged the people, especially the youth, to visit Dokhala Pass to witness the historical significance of these areas and gain a deeper appreciation for the sacrifices made by the armed forces. In Assam, Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma informed that the foundation stone of the National Highway and elevated corridor in Kaziranga will soon be laid, as the Union Cabinet has recently given its green signal for the project. The Union Cabinet has approved the construction of the 86-kilometer four-lane highway from Kaliabor to Dumarigarh on National Highway No. 715 at the cost of 6,957 crore rupees. A total of 34-kilometer structure will be elevated in Kaziranga National Park to allow passage of animals. The stretch of the highway lies on the Guwahati-Dibrugarh corridor, which runs along the Brahmaputra River and passes through Kaziranga National Park. Today is the last day for filing of nominations for the by-elections in Mizoram, Jharkhand, Punjab, Telangana and Rajasthan. Four candidates have already filed their nominations for the bipoll to Dampai assembly seats in Mizoram. The by-election for assembly seats in these states will be held on 11th November and counting of votes will take place on 14th November. In Nagaland, the Influencers Summit Nagaland 2025 featured a panel discussion on podcasting as a platform for expression and impact. The session was moderated by Director of YouthNet, MS Nuneseno Chase, who guided engaging conversations on authenticity, content responsibility and the growing creator ecosystem in Nagaland. Organized by Bosterman Entertainment in collaboration with Skills and Company and Synergy Group, the three-day summit themed Where Influence Meets Reality, Culture and Progress brought together digital creators, podcasters and youth leaders to discuss the growing impact of online influence on culture and society. In Arunachal Pradesh, Rural Development and Panchayati Raj Minister Ojing Tasing inaugurated the Kebang Sol Dere at Kebang Sol. He said the newly inaugurated Dere stands as a symbol of unity, identity and living tradition of the Adi community. The minister also inaugurated the clean model village Kebang Sol under Swachhatahi Seva campaign. He commended the villagers and circle officers Myang Pertin for their efforts in making the village a model of cleanliness and community spirit. As part of the Press Information Bureau Shillong's press tour, journalists from Meghalaya and Tripura visited the world-famous Mysuru Palace in Karnataka, gaining insight into Karnataka's royal heritage and architectural brilliance. Welcomed by curator Sri Nayak, the delegation was guided through palace's ornate halls, including the Darbar Hall, Kalyana Mantap and Amba Vilasa. Nayak highlighted the Wadiyar dynasty's vision, the patronage of arts and the presence of Raja Ravi Varma's masterpieces. The group also viewed the legendary golden throne symbolizing royal authority. The visit offered journalists a profound appreciation of Mysuru's cultural richness and India's enduring historical grandeur. The Alumni Association of the School of Agricultural Sciences Nagaland University, Medzi Fema Campus, celebrated its 25th anniversary at the multipurpose hall of the School of Agricultural Sciences. The event commenced with the unveiling of the Silver Jubilee Monolith by MLA and Advisor for Agriculture, Mathong Yanthan. In his address, Yanthan, while reflecting on the institution's impact, emphasized that the School of Agricultural Sciences has served as a cradle of knowledge, innovation and leadership. Northeast also joined the rest of the country in celebrating Diwali and Kali Puja. The Kali Puja is being celebrated in grand manner at the historic shrine of Mata Tripura, Tripura Sundari at Udaipur. In addition to this, BSF Jawans exchanged sweets with the border guard of Bangladesh at the Indo-Bangla border in Agartala Khawra integrated checkpost. In Assam, Diwali celebrations felt subdued this year, marking a month since the passing away of singer Zubeen Garg. In Dibrugarh, residents observed the festival quietly, lighting a few diyas and lamps while performing customary rituals and prayers. Local Traders Association also pledged to keep the celebration simple in memory of the late singer. In Manipur, the festival of light, Diwali, is being celebrated today. The state is witnessing festive mood from today with Diwali followed by Govardhan Puja and Bengal Chakoba on consecutive days. People residing in valley districts of Manipur have already decorated their houses, shops, offices with flowers and strings of marigold flowers hung on every door and window. From today's afternoon, people will start decorating candles and lamps in and around the houses, and the lights from these make a spectacular scenery in the night. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, MLAs and other leaders have conveyed their wishes to the people of Manipur on the occasion of Diwali festival. However, Diwali festival was also celebrated yesterday, especially in Imphal city, which is a capital and commercial hub of the state, where a large number of communities from outside the state settled for business activities. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday inaugurated a three-day Diwali festival and Mela at the 524-year-old Mata Tripura Sundari Temple in Udaipur, Gomati district, one of the 51 revered Shakti Peethas. Once drawing devotees from across India and Bangladesh, the festival has seen reduced participation from the neighboring country due to the recent political unrest. Under the center's Prashad scheme, the 524-year-old temple was recently redeveloped at a cost of over 54 crore rupees, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurating the revamped complex on September 22nd. Built in 1501 by Maharaja Dhanya Manikya, the shrine is among eastern India's most sacred temples alongside Kalighat and Kamakhya. The Indian senior women's football team will kick off their Tri-Nation International Friendly Campaign against Iran at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong today. The match scheduled for 6 p.m. will be streamed live on plus.fifa.com. For head coach Crispin Chetri, the fixture marks the start of India's key preparation phase ahead of the AFC Women's Asian Cup Australia 2026 and serves as a platform to test new combinations and assess emerging talent. The Blue Tigresses returned to Shillong for the first time in 9 years as they played in Shillong during the South Asian Games in 2016. The Tri-Nation series will see Iran and Nepal face off on Friday, while India will conclude the FIFA window against Nepal on 27th of this month. And now, before we end, the headlines once again. Sikkim Governor Om Prakash Mathur expresses happiness on inclusion of Dokhala, Nathula and Chola for the battlefield tourism to boost Sikkim tourism potential and instill sense of nationalism and pride. Assam Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma says foundation stone of National Highway and elevated corridor in Kaziranga will be laid soon. Northeast joins rest of the country in celebrating Diwali, even as celebrations in Assam felt subdued this year as it marks 1 month since passing away of singer Zubeen Garg. Indian senior women's football team will kick off their Tri-Nation International Friendly Campaign against Iran at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong today. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.